Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. Tomorrow night, on Tuesday, September 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Conversations with Dr. Pam. That's me. And we're going to talk about the Individual's Guide to Obamacare, how some of the implications for your own personal health and expense and et cetera, and some of the things that you and your family can do in order to survive this mandate. So that's coming up, and then Monday, October 7th is the next Intro to Plant-Based Nutrition. If you have not had an opportunity to experience the science and skills of plant-based nutrition, and don't forget about our fall conference in November, November 8th through 10th, that is going to feature Dr. Alan Goldhammer from True North, Dr. Colin Campbell, who will be talking about his fabulous book, Whole, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition, Susan Levin from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. We have just a great all-star cast, and Laura Theodore, the Jazzy Vegetarian, so make sure you plan to join us then. So today, I'm going to talk about hormone replacement therapy and breast cancer. I've sent out a lot of messages about this in the past, but every time we get a few more people, a few more women who come to the table and say, now that I understand this issue, I'm ready to get off that stuff. Well, anyway, new study confirms the connection between HRT and breast cancer. Researchers looked at data for close to 41,500 postmenopausal women from the Women's Health Initiative and determined that taking hormones increased breast cancer for women of all age, but the risk was higher for women who started HRT closer to menopause than for those who started after menopause. So the earlier you start, the longer you take it, the higher your risks. Nothing surprising there. The researchers concluded, quote, women should seriously consider whether their symptoms, such as hot flashes and night sweats, are limiting enough to warrant taking hormones. So I continue to remind women of my two objections to HRT. First is, this study suggests there's an increased risk of breast cancer, and I've never had anybody sit in my office with breast cancer who said, I'll tell you, saving myself the aggravation of night sweats and hot flashes, it was so worth it. And I've just never heard that. Everybody says, if I'd known then what I know now, I would have made a different decision, and I wish I'd never done that. And the other thing is that HRT just masks symptoms, and this is a continuing theme that I want to drive home, is that if what you're doing to address your health is simply masking symptoms rather than the underlying cause, sooner or later, some bad things are going to happen. I've always used the analogy that if I get in my car to go home and the oil light comes on, one strategy is to pop the hood and disconnect the fuse that lights up the oil lamp, but that really isn't a strategy for very long because we know the inevitable end of the story. Sooner or later, the engine's going to blow up, right? So much better to address the underlying cause rather than waiting for the proverbial engine to blow up with your health. So, you know, stop medicating away symptoms and start addressing causes, and really take into consideration the risks and the benefits when you're getting ready to make a decision, whether it's a vitamin pill or HRT. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.